Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It was all across the NFL, but not just football over the weekend. We had the NBA, also the first Major League Baseball player taking a knee during the national anthem. Ryan Burrow here to talk all about it. We saw it all over the sports world. Reaction to the president's comments, Ryan.
Yeah, because the president not only talked about NFL players, he talked about the Golden State Warriors, specifically Steph Curry, who he said wavered, essentially hesitated on a decision to go to the White House. The Golden State Warriors had not decided whether or not they were going to go to the White House. In fact, they were going to meet and talk about it. Many of the players come out against the president and said they were not interested in going to the White House. Steph Curry was one of them, and as a result, the president said that he had rescinded their invitation. They never received one at that point, but it does not look like they'll be going one way or another. The Warriors releasing a statement saying, "We believe there is nothing more American than our citizens having the right to express themselves freely." So it does not look like they're going. LeBron James, probably the biggest figurehead in basketball, if not in all of sports, really came out against the president over the weekend with a tweet saying, "You bum, going to the White House was a great honor until you showed up." I'm condensing that a little bit, but really hitting hard at the president, and then posting a video Saturday saying that the president is using sports to divide the country, saying this guy that we've put in charge has tried to divide us once again, and he brought up Charlottesville as well as the Charlottesville quote you heard in the audio that you guys were playing. So, it's a big issue that spanned many sports, as you mentioned. Bruce Maxwell, the Oakland A's, a second-year catcher, also took a knee, the first MLB player to do that. Surprisingly enough, though, this morning, the president tweeting about NASCAR, noting that no one at the NASCAR event in New Hampshire over the weekend took a knee, and applauding them for that.
All right, that is Ryan Burrow with a look around the sports world, not just the NFL, reacting to the president.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.